Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
Red lights are our table. We dance where we're able. We'll routine to call a scene to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam art. Red lights are our table. Our shows are more mid-table. The many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're off the mad in Camelot. We sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot.
Ma'am, sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds, distributing swords, is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh. Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about! Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
He, to seize the turbo! All rise for the king to seize the turbo and the knights of the round table!
Hello, everybody. We're back. Sorry about that technical difficulty. Buddy, you still there?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, anyway, we before my computer locked up, and I have no idea why that even happened. You know, we weren't talking about any government agencies per se, were we?
No. We ain't blaming the NWO.
Yeah.
Or the Illuminati. Or the rest of the lizard heads.
Yeah. Well, maybe they don't like us trying to spark off ideas such as the Electro Man competition, but we're going to spark it up anyway, and we're actually going to get it going. So, what is the Electro Man competition? You want to give your version of it, Muddy?
Yeah, it's something that the NWO don't want us to get a hold of. They'll weaponize it anyway. Basically, the Electro Man competition is about making a suit that, as you move, or your body heat, or off the solar, or the wind, any way that you can collect electricity into that suit, even RF, anything you want to do. What happened to the baloney flies?
Oh, yeah, we got to go back into that, because I had something intelligent to say, but finish that.
Okay, but anyway, the Electro-Man suit is basically a way to collect electricity and use it within the suit, all self-contained on the person. And mobile, of course. Yeah. What happened to the baloney flies? Yeah, the flies landed on the baloney, and then, you know, they basically, while they were getting full of baloney, they noticed that, you know how flies do. They like to breed. So then, as they were basically getting full of baloney, they saw the vitamin E cap with the juice, and they went over to that, and all that time we kept them distracted, and that arm was raising, and it finally came down, and just was cursed flat. That basically got the attention of those people, and they called me, and I thought it was a letter to Shaziz, and I was just trying to make them laugh, and basically they wanted an interview live on Skype, so I had to build the thing in a day, so I put my brain to work on how to make this thing all work and put together, and I built it and came in right on time, just in time to plug it in and show them, and then go through all them deals there, and they asked me questions and say, act like you're on the show. So I did, and then I sent them a bunch of pictures and stuff like that, never heard from them. But they definitely got a hold of Shaziz and on his redneck hot tub and all that kind of stuff. That was a lot of fun.
Well, they should have got that cursed flat, because I see a little bit more potential with that cursed flat. You know, not just is it a, you know, anti-fly device, but it could also be considered as an anti-theft device as well. You know, if somebody comes over and wants to snatch your baloney, you know.
I had fun with it, killing it too. So, yeah, I actually used it. I still use it. Cool. I keep it around for the giggles, more than any.
Well, anyway, you know, like I said, that's maybe crazy ideas to some, but useful ideas to others. You know, Grandpa used to say one man's junk is another man's treasure, and so if you look out there and people's throwing computers in the trash, and you can use parts out of that, and use parts out of old microwaves and old appliances or whatever, and you could take and build you a suit. Heck, you might even be able to build your suit of armor out of old parts, you know, out of old appliance parts. Who knows? Build you a big old square suit out of an old dryer shell or something.
Oh, Terry Woodruff's over here. He said, cool. So, I don't know if he's talking about the suit because he's reading in Mad Scientist or if he's talking about the Chris Platt, but anyway.
Well, either way, I want to see people opening their minds and coming up with a lot of creative ideas. We can open source our ideas and maybe even potentially help you start your own kind of website or business or YouTube channel or whatever, just anything to move the average Joe forward, you know, the We the People forward, putting positive solutions out there and having some fun in the process.
Yeah.
So you're going to be making a totally self-contained, self-generating suit that basically everything's on board. You can put solar
panels in. Collects or makes electricity and stores it and allows you to do as you wish with it.
Yeah, and the guy that can put out the most energy, useful work out of the deal is going to be the one who wins the Electro Man competition. And as far as times, I'll re-go on this because don't know how long the computer was down and how long we were off stream. I think we got all the rest of that stuff, and hopefully the podcast is going to be available as well. It should be. It usually saves itself when it crashes, but we'll find out.
I think we lost 30 seconds to a minute of our conversation, and another 2 minutes for rebooting and getting back on the air. So,
but just
probably about 5 minutes.
Everybody's information and anybody who's just popping in or whatever, when we do this contest, it's going to be a 6-month contest. Research and development for 6 months, and then you can research, gather up your materials, develop, take your time and learn a little bit of something and share that information. And if you take our advice and you make you a step-by-step how-to and throw it up there on YouTube, you can make a few pennies off of YouTube just showing people how you built your suit and documenting all the way from start to finish. And so you got plenty of time to do videos, plenty of time to research, and develop, and learn, and share ideas with one another. And at the end of the whole 6 months, whatever videos are available there are the ones that will be put in the list of those to vote from. The voting will be according to how many views you got on your YouTube, or how many thumbs up you got on your YouTube, or how many people from the public actually vote on each one of these videos, which you might want to put in your description of your video if you put it on YouTube, to let everybody know to come over here to ShazizRadio.com and put your vote in. And even the guys putting on the show is going to be allowed in this contest, because the voting and the judging is all going to be up to the public, you know. So, with that said, prizes will be according to participation. The prize pool will build depending on any donations that may or may not come in for the prize pool, or, you know, the hosts that are putting it on, or whatever. You know, even the hosts that are putting it on have the opportunity to win, like I said, because the voting is going to be up to the public. Whoever thinks that this is the most powerful creative suit with the best design or whatever will be deemed Electro Man.
He's Electro Man, and you will be known as Electro Man for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Nobody can take that away from you.
That's right. And if only one person puts a video out there and the prize pool stinks, I think we already had to offer some neodymium magnets for some of the winners. So, hey, Steven said something about a slapping attachment. Read that down here.
A slapping attachment for my suit would work well attached to a glove, methinks.
Yeah, you could also use, while you're slapping somebody with your slapping attachment, use that force to generate some electricity to throw back in the suit.
So, Ryan Abrams made, when he first started putting videos out for giggles, he took a glove and turned it into an electroshocker. Basically Tesla coil style, I think. And yeah, he got some good views on it. But it seems like the best things that you put out seem to get more views. I mean, I made a doggone HD antenna. It got more views than the other stuff that I was more serious about.
Yep. Well,
sometimes. And one of my videos that I thought was one of the best barely got any views.
Sometimes having more fun is the best go.
It's up to the people.
Yep. So, you know, with that said, be creative. Create your Electro Man suit. Have a little bit of fun. Potentially earn a little bit of money. Maybe even build your own business out of the deal. A product that you can actually market. And you got 6 months to get ready for the actual voting portion of it. And once at the end of that 6 months, there will be the line where the videos, all the videos that are in, you can... people can come there and vote. They'll vote from Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Shaziz Radio and whatever other networks want to sponsor voting portions of it.
So, hello, Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. And so, either way, that's what we're talking about here on the Knights of the Round Table. It's all about positive solutions and ideas and open sourcing this out to the public and trying to put things out there to get people's minds a-ticking and making our world a better place. It can be done. Believe it. I believe
it. Oh, yeah. If I could sit there after just typing in all that stuff there that I was trying to make funny that she says, and then one day I had to go out there and build it and then present it. just slapping a bunch of stuff together that fit the concept. Yeah, you can build anything. Just look around for parts and things to do what you want. Scrap something out. Pull the stepper motors out of printers, or get the get the rotary, the rotisserie motor out of the bottom of the doggone microwave and find a way to actuate it in your suit and put it all together. Matter of fact, I got a story about that. I had a friend of mine named Rick who I'd spent a week in a bunch of two boxes of welding rods and a lot of my steel around here strengthening up and rebuilding the trailer for landscaping and all. We're going to go into business. And he wound up hiring somebody else. So I was a little torqued at him. Then he came over there. He wanted to scrap some of my old microwaves. I said, well, I don't want to do that, but if you're really interested in that, they said, I want the microwave transmitting unit out of there with the Celeron or whatever they call it.
The Magnetron.
And and I wanted the transformers, and I wanted the rotisserie motors out of there. And I started telling about the rotisserie motors. I said, yeah, they're good generators. He said, you can't make a motor generate. And so, yeah, here, hold these wires. I cranked that sucker, and he did the electrified bunk dancer thing there for a bit. It wasn't a week later, man. I was sitting there telling about the ceiling fan generators. He said, you can't make that. I said, here, hold these. He said, oh, no, no, no. I said, well, you said it doesn't work. He said, I'll turn it real slow for you. Oh, yeah. And he grabbed a hold of those, and I gave it a good spin and made him do the dance again. He never said anything, that won't work to me again. He never said anything like that. So I cured him, and I got my payback.
Cool.
Kind of like old Melton grabbing a hold of that high voltage lead on the back of the TV. He was steadily gaining electricity.
Well,
forgiven, reached out and shook his hand. Bam!
Well, there we go. We got some ideas on the table out there for you, and that's what the Knights of the Round Table is all about. You know, you two can
also
be...
There's also all those lawn lamps that people keep throwing out that got the little solar cells in them. You can hook them up in series and parallel and gain that juice, too. Just do the best you can. If it wasn't everything you expected... Now you got experience, and you know what you need to do for the next one. That's how you learn. That's how you get good at inventing. Inventing is nothing but playtime for the mind.
Yeah, and like I was getting ready to say before, I'm so brilliantly interrupted.
You're welcome.
You too can be a Knight of the Round Table. It's as simple as a Skype call in, and you know, positive information in a respectful manner coming out to the world out here. Jumping in one of the chat rooms and putting some positive links so it'll give you the whole title of being an honorary Knight of the Round Table. And, you know, that's what it's all about, sharing information and ideas. And we got tons of them. And we know there's other people out there in the world that have tons of ideas and artistic things to them, you know. That's the Knights of the Round Table in a nutshell, trying to make our world a better place and using that talent and that gift that I believe came from our Creator to make this world better. So, you know, what do you think, buddy?
Yeah, I think that's great. Yeah, once you're in that Knights of the Round Table, you get to find out what we're all doing, too. And usually we post our videos in there, so... it's kind of like virtual labs. We were trying to start up virtual labs for a long time, and basically you come to the realization when Ryan and I were talking, basically Ryan says, oh, well, you already got virtual labs. And it's being in the group and in the Skype dealer, and when we all talk to each other, that's virtual labs. That's between us exchanging the ideas. Terry Woodruff and Ryan Abrams are constantly doing that. It's all been there. It's the uniting and seeing what you're doing, sharing what you're doing, putting in people adding to it. It's open source between us, you know, and more centralized on what you on what you want to play with. And you got an idea, you're working on it, and you come to a stop point. You just pop in there and show them what you got. Next thing you got more brains working on what you're working on.
Yeah, they might have the missing piece of the puzzle. They might already research what it is you're trying to figure out with your own personal design. So
yeah, don't forget, once a year we have a party over at Shaziz.
Yeah, we need to do that too.
Yeah. Get some jalapenos stuffed with some sour cream and a little extra stuff there and make some jalapeno poppers that just burn your mouth off.
Time for a summertime bash. That way we could have a bonfire without having freezed ourselves to death.
Yeah.
You know,
we got to make jello shooters this year or what?
I don't know, man. I'm getting kind of old. I think I might be on the wagon.
That's all right. Yeah, let everybody else sit back and laugh.
Yeah, however it turns out, it's all about bringing people together and the camaraderie, the companionship, the friendship, the family mode there. And that's what I want to emphasize about this whole deal. You know, you might just start off to make an Electro Man suit for this competition and might just end up finding some new friends. If you like what we're doing and you know somebody who's brilliant and wants to do kind of... You know, everybody's got some little mad science genius in their neighborhood. You know, somebody out there always making stuff, you know. Send them our way. Tell them to jump up in here and join in with the rest of us mad science guys from around the world and let's build stuff. You know, I got
we don't care how old they are. You know, as long as they've got an inquisitive mind and, you know, got the desire. Anything you enjoy, you will excel at. If your kid enjoys science, send them over here. Put them on here. We'll let them in.
Yeah, it's an open door invitation. The round table's for all respectful people. Now keep in mind, we're not going to allow you to come on here and mistreat people. We're not going to allow you to come on and curse and raise a ruckus. It's about doing something positive. It's not about throwing negativity out there in the world. You know, sometimes we got to talk about negative things on the nights of the round table in order to figure out a solution. But usually while we're talking about something negative, we're putting out the positive solutions that, you know, will make that particular situation better. Sometimes somebody's already got the answer before we even get it said. But we say it anyway so that people know there's the problem, here's the solution. And reaction is you use the solution. Which in most cases ends up being you being the solution.
By the way, that reminds me about solutions. We were mentioning last week starting up another anniversary of Shout It From The Mountain. Any news on that? Did we go anywhere with that yet, or we still got more planning to do?
It's still on the table. It does need some more planning, but I definitely want to try to do that. I want to try to do another most profound letter of peace to the world. You know, anything that we can put out there that is going to get people's mind pointed in the direction of making the world a better place. I mean, it's easy to sit around and complain about everything. But it's a little more to get out there and do something about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people, I mean, they sit there and they talk about things and how the world could be better and what's wrong, you know, with the world. But Shout It From The Mountain is if you got something that you'd rather say to the whole world or like to say to the whole world, it's your opportunity. The whole thing is basically usually 48 hours, the full weekend, of nothing but broadcasting what others want to say. It's your microphone. It's your radio program. It's your station. It's your basically radio networks combined with many other radio networks. And the last time, man, we had 86 countries all join in, and yeah, many internet radio networks joined in. And gosh, the
we were off the scale.
The listener, the listeners was off the scale. It was like an odometer rolled five times.
You know, let me give you guys a little example of the kind of information.
People were getting to say what they wanted to say.
Yep.
And, yeah, you tell them what kind of stuff is basically out there and what it's about, and I'm sure they'll join in.
We try to bring ideas to the table, ideas that sometimes you may not even think about. You know, like, did you know that a cord of wood puts out about 50 pounds worth of ash when you burn it?
Wow.
Yeah, but did you know that there were actually uses for a cord of wood, that ash? You can de-skunk your pets. A handful rubbed on Fido's coat neutralizes lingering odor. You can hide stains on paving. This old house technical editor Mark Powers absorbs wet paint spatters on concrete with the ash. You can enrich compost with it. You can block garden pests from garden with it. You can melt ice with ash. You can control pond algae with ash. You can pump up your tomatoes, make them grow fatter with it, because of inside that is the calcium loving plants. Either way, quarter cup right in the right hole when planting. You can clean your fireplace doors with it, with a damp sponge, with the dust cleaning away the soot and residue. You can make soap. Soaking ash in water makes lye, which you can mix with animal fat and boiled and produce soap. You can shine silver with it. Cats get, you can get rid of fleas on cats with a dust bath, or not a dust bath, dust bath. Place cold ash where your birds can get to them. The dust bath will control bugs, like mites on birds and such. Just, there's all kinds of lawn fertilizer and everything else under the sun. And that's just fireplace ash, folks.
If the wind's going the right direction and you got a handful of it, you just toss it over the fence and turn your anal neighbor and, you know, make an ash of your anal neighbor next door.
That's terrible, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I know you can put it in a pile and get it wet and make a nice slippery, you make a nice slippery slide with that too.
But either way, you know, back to what...
You can also, maybe you can make, you got your all-carbon batteries, which is basically nothing but two different kinds of carbon. It can be used as that.
Back to what Muddy was talking about, to shout it from a mountain, it's giving people the opportunity who otherwise wouldn't have a microphone or enough people to hear, to shout it out to the world. Shout out your peace, hope, and love, your good ideas, and that's what the Knights of the Round Table is about. The whole thing is to bring in all these people, the brilliant minds, you know, go listen to the Dream 2 there, and it'll basically, actually, you can go over there to shows and hosts, and there's a printout of the Dream 2. You can read it, and it tells you basically our mission, to run over to the Knights of the Round Table podcast page, and it tells you what our mission is, what it is that we're wanting to do. And if you like it, tell a friend.
Isn't there a comment section on your page there?
Yeah, there's comment sections on
it. Throw your shout in there. Anything that you got on your brain that you would like to shout out to the world, you got your microphone right there. There's another way. You can go to shoutitfromthemountain24@gmail.com. Just like it sounds, just no spaces. Shoutitfromthemountain24. That's like 24/7. @gmail.com, you can either type it in there, you can send an MP3, or a link to a YouTube video. We will make MP3s out of everything, even if we read it, and we'll put it on the air, one after another. And basically, on Basic Shazam's Radio, when it's running our stuff instead of a pod from somewhere else, it'll be broadcast several times a day for quite a long time. We used some other ones for like 7 or 8 months. So you get to get heard many times over.
Well, that's the key. You know, don't think that you're powerless. Don't think that there's nobody listening out there, because believe me, folks, there are people listening. And, you know, bring it all together here in one, under one roof, or go out there and create your own personal network. If you need help creating your own radio station, we got connection with folks that will help you do that. They have the software, have everything you need. You know, all the ideas out there, hand over fist, these ideas are free for the taking. Take these ideas and run with them. You know, just because we talk about something simple like a pop-pop boat or, you know, the Electro Man suit, which may not be simple, may turn out to be a super technical idea of your own. You know, you can take any idea out there and you can expand on it to build your free energy devices, to build and create all kinds of usable products that could be beneficial to the future. It's opening that mind and using that mind for its true potential that we're trying to make happen here. You know, if you are an artist and we can help you, inspire you to create that next famous painting or whatever, that's what it's all about. If you're the next you may be the next chef, there's people out there that know how to do alternative cooking, or, you know, maybe they're not even into cooking, but maybe they got a family recipe they're willing to share with you. The ideas are endless.
I'd like to make the point that these shouts are something that you got to think about for a while. You know, people got the right to religious views and their beliefs. People got their rights to, you know, do different jobs and everything like that. We're not sitting there trying to cut anybody down in these. We're not trying to say, oh, well, your religions are... It's not about that. What we're out to accomplish is a message of peace between different deals. We don't want racist. We don't want anybody cutting down religions. What it is, it's a message of hope, peace, love, unity, and taking care of each other, such as you see somebody without a smile, give them one of yours. We're talking about things like that. And, between Iran and Iraq, we basically want, you know, we don't know you. You don't know us. Our kids don't know you. Your kids don't know us. So therefore, we can't hate them.
Yeah.
It's just because the news says something, that's not what it's about. How can you be mad at somebody that you don't know?
And we're talking about making it simple, such as, you know, it's uplifting the spirit for all nations, all races, religions, backgrounds, or whatever. It's talking about bringing us under a one world idea of love, not under some sort of one world government or one world leader, but a one world uniting of humanity's, we all got to get along or we're going to mess this place up kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll even invite the lizard heads. as long as what they got to say is in a positive manner. That's it. So,
if your idea is to make the world a better place, then the simple solution is you, by making that step first forward and throwing something positive in the pot, you know. I talked about a long time ago about the story of the stone soup. If you don't know the story of the stone soup, go look it up. It's pretty amazing.
We want to talk about basically you got we're talk you talk about the war and how much money they spend a day over there. 2 days of that would basically cover enough expense to make the whole world give the whole world green energy, including the price of installing it, putting it up, and all that.
Well,
things like that. One person called in. He talked about. He says, "Well, here we are. Don't sit there and just leave somebody and don't tell them why. At least have the conversation and don't leave them while you're in the middle of the relationship. It hurts people and makes it hard for them to get to the next relationship." That was one of them. Another one was, "I love Alice." Just positive, talking about what you can do to better the world. That's basically what it's all about, love and peace.
Well, we're down to the last 9 minutes, which is about five of that's probably our outro. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and read this off here. Get ready, it's on its way. Coming to a video near you soon. The most ingenious, brilliantly shocking, and fun contest to date. Electroman competition. 6 months. Human soup generating electricity on demand. Usable power charging battery banks or capacitors to do physical work or data work. Or Tesla suit ? So, that's putting it into short and simple, and that's bringing some brilliant ideas together. And if you listen to today's podcast, if you're just now jumping in, the show's about over for the day, but the podcast will be up soon if it didn't crash it out, hopefully. But at least we have a last half of it, worst case scenario. And I'll put both sections up so that you won't miss any of it. And so, with that said, if you listen to today's show and you like today's show, tell a friend. If you like the podcast, then go back and listen to some of the other podcasts way back and work your way through. And you'll understand what it is the Knights of the Round Table is all about. It's about family. It's about friends. It's about ideas, open sourcing ideas, making our world a better place. And in the process of us doing research and studying, if we can make a penny or two to help benefit the cause, You know, you notice up here on Shaziz Radio, there's no donation button. I don't ask anybody for anything except for tell a friend if you like what it is that we're doing. And I don't discount anybody who has a donation on their button because it takes money behind the scenes to actually do things. And so we can create some sort of device and actually get it out there on the market. If you know how to market a product, maybe you could help us get a product on the market. And we can use those funds to benefit the cause, such as, you know, throwing some money over towards each one of these networks to help them find better equipment so I don't have computer crashes and you don't have computer crashes and the show must go on, which it does. We keep it together with duct tape and baling wire, but the Knights of the Round Table, hey, it's still up and running after all this time, and we'll still keep on going as long as we can. So hopefully we'll get a youth group going and they can take over where we leave off. What do you think, buddy? It's your floor. You got 2 minutes.
I think you throw that pebble in the pond there. Tell them about that.
Yeah, you take that positive pebble. You know, you can take a negative pebble. You can throw it in the pond and slop everybody in the face. Or you can throw a positive pebble out there in that pond, and those ripples will affect everyone in that pond, which is the same thing with every word coming out of your mouth. You can affect everyone on this planet, believe it or not. It may take you a while to get your message from point A to point B, but believe me, it's heard in some form or some fashion. You know, in the conservation of energy, it talks about energy can neither be created nor destroyed. So when you put that energy out there and throw a positive word of hope and love, HOPE, you know, the acronym for love itself is, I can't even remember now, life itself. Life is, love is forever, is the acronym for life. Sorry about that.
That's right. Yeah, I did a deal on YouTube. I decided to share with the world that anybody can have a wind turbine, how to carve it out of props, out of a 2x4, how to take a ceiling fan and take the induction ring out, put doggone magnets in it, and go ahead and screw the other end of the end of the middle shaft into some plumbing pipe and make the full wind turbine framework and all that stuff and put it up in the air. And it wasn't very long that I heard from the rest of the world and other people copying it. It took off as a big fad. And one person down in South Africa, whose village had no power, ever saw power, he made the first electricity from it. He walked 20 miles to use the computer at the library to thank me.
Well, there you go, man.
In tears. It comes back to you.
That's all the time we got, but that's one of just the small testimonies of what you can accomplish here on these networks. So with that said, thank you for all the Knights of the Round Table today and those that had to leave earlier. Even those that are out fighting dragons, doing whatever it is that they're doing. Keep up the good work, and thanks for all the guests and listeners out there. You've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table. Peace and love, everybody. Stay tuned for the next show.
Man, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here! Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake.
her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away!
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system!
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about! Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't
Camelot! Camelot! Camelot!
It's only a model.
Shh! Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
We're knights of the round table, three dots when we're able. We do routine to call the scene, to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are more table. So many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're off to mad in Camelot, we sing from the dire Camelot. No, we're tarp and table, quite indefatigable.
I have to push the pram a lot.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.